Home for a Visit Derry campaign. Tell me about the initiative that you've now got involved in.
For Visit Derry?
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, it's really exciting because they've got the campaign coming up for all the adverts and everything, and my music, one of my songs, Closer to You, is being used for it, which is amazing for me, and I'm really excited to be able to like represent the city in that way because it's such a musical city. Yeah.
Now, the people at Radio 6, BBC's Radio 6, I think Tom Robinson, people like that, really took you under their wing, spotted the talent that you have. I'm going to feature a little of your music shortly. You're just 18 years old, and to get invited, I suppose, to promote your home city with the Visit Derry campaign, this is like another rung on the ladder to ultimate success. It's a journey that you must be enjoying.
I love it. Because I do music in college and everything, like it's all I do. Like every day I'm either writing or in college doing music. So it's nice to be surrounded by something and be so supported by everybody. It's been incredible so far.
And festival time is coming up with the summer festivals and whatever. Are you doing gigs? Can people see you at a variety of places in the near future? Or are those steps generally being taken at a slower pace?
I've applied to a lot of festivals like Stenthall, and I think the announcement is coming today, but I'll be over playing at the Great Escape over in Brighton.
So you're obviously looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm really excited to play some festivals this year because last year I played Stenthall and it was kind of one of my first gigs outside Derry, and it was really fun.
Yeah, so the Stenthall Festival of Art 2016 where you absolutely excelled. Now, Derry's had a long list of young people, young at a time when they became famous. What is it about the city that makes, and it's a bit of a cliche, that makes them so blimmin' musical?
I think it's the support that we have here. Like, the music community is like a family. Like, everybody knows everybody, and everybody's really supportive of everybody and wants people to succeed as much as they can, which is a really nice atmosphere to grow up in. So,
and is that Nerve Centre still working in Derry?
They're class. Whenever I was starting out at music, I started going to their projects, like the Music Hot House and stuff like that, which really encouraged me to do music and do music full time. So it's an incredible thing for really young musicians looking to get into the industry to help them along.
It certainly is. You're just 18, Roisin. Continued success. Going to play a little of your music in a moment or two. But thanks for chatting to me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Karen Henderson is the woman behind Choosing You, and she's behind this initiative of visiting the city. Morning, Karen.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
Very, very well. A bit of a penalty kick, I suppose, to use Roisin's music. You were drawn to it.
Yeah, well, really, we Visit Derry is the tourism organisation for promoting the city and region. And basically, we wanted to, you know, put some local music to it. Derry is very historical, a historical walled city, but also the music. And it was actually through the Nerve Centre that we contacted the Nerve Centre and put it in contact with Paul Brown and sent us a series of music to go with our new TV advert, which will be launched on Saturday on UTV. And we chose Rose Music and called Closer to You. So we thought it was great as well because Derry is such a compact city, and it was a lovely song, and the music really went well with the TV campaign that we're running. So we're delighted that Ro has come on board and has been basically the face of the promotion as well.
And is Derry working as a tourist attraction? We get the impression on the news that it is. When we see some of the big record-breaking undertakings you have, whether it's putting all the Santas on the street at the same time, or the Halloween festival, or the music, or indeed the understanding you seem to have when it comes to culture. You know, you sorted out things between Republicans and the Apprentice Boys in areas that couldn't be resolved elsewhere. What is it about Derry that the actually seem to have more of a spring in their step than elsewhere?
Well, I just think that you know, we are really, really performing well for tourism. We had the best year ever for hotel occupancy in 2016, which was great. And obviously you mentioned the word culture. We were voted the first UK City of Culture in 2013, Frank, which you remember, which really put Derry on the map. And we're really reaping the rewards of that now. But also the hotel developments that have come on board with the new hotel opened last year, and the Museum of Free Derry and the Siege Museum have been really big attractors now for visitors from Northern Ireland. This new campaign, the strapline is wall-to-wall inspiration. You know, come to Derry, be inspired by the walled city, be inspired by the music, be inspired by the food, the shopping, everything that we have on offer. And if I can imagine, we've just a few great events coming up. We have the Jazz Festival, which is the second biggest in Ireland now, happening in the city. Imelda May is our headline act, and that's happening from the 27th of April to the 1st of May. We also have the Wall City Tattoo returning to the Millennium Forum on the 12th or 13th of May. And we also have Tim Rice's show, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, coming to the city for the first time from the 30th of May to the 30th of June. So that's a lot that's happening during springtime. I really want to encourage visitors from Northern Ireland to come to the Wall City, but sample theatre and music and song, and there's everything here on your doorstep.
It certainly is a beautiful place to be. Karen, good speaking to you. And Roisin, congratulations on being chosen to lead the campaign, and thanks for your time this morning, girl. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
I'm going to play your song now, closer to you.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105, here for you.